Welcome to God's Tabernacle Christian Family Church Where God Dwells podcast. Best believe that you'll be receiving the Word of God from our senior pastors, Drs. David and Louisa Muluzi. The Word of God says, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the Word of God. Keep it locked and stay blessed.
Amen. Father, we thank you that even as we study your Word tonight, that you minister to us by your Spirit. I make it known to your children that I'm not trusting on my own human intellect, but I'm depending upon you, Spirit of God, to speak forth the word with power and with anointing. And Lord, I promise to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that you will do and accomplish through your word this day. In Jesus' name. And everybody say,
amen.
Amen. Shake a hand of somebody next to you, even as we sit down, tell them, I am the highly favored of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, tonight I am speaking on the subject, why should we fast? Wow. Yeah, isn't that great? You know, why should we fast? You know, is it important that we fast? Now, number one, reason number one why we should fast is because God commanded us to fast. It is God's instruction. Yeah. That's reason number one. Yeah. Now, let's turn to Matthew chapter 6. And we'll start reading from verse 1. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Now, what was happening? People, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, people that time were, they liked to be honored, to be praised that, you know, I'm a very religious person. Yeah, and they would wear their clothes, they would go about reading scriptures, you know, and doing their prayers in the marketplace. Yeah, and people would say, wow. They would look at them and say, wow. Yeah. And so Jesus comes in and says that, be careful. Beware of practicing your righteousness before people. Yeah, that we have the same thing also today. You know, people will come with great gowns, and when they come, everybody bows down, you know, and they are very righteous people. Now, Jesus says that don't practice your righteousness before people. Don't do what is right for the sake of people, that people would, you know, clap their hands and say, you're doing a great, great thing. Yeah. Are you with me? Yeah. And it says, in order to be seen by me, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. So when you do that, then you will have no reward from your Father. Your Father who is in heaven won't reward you. You see, we need to be very careful of what we do. When we serve God, we should serve God because we love God, not because we want to receive applause and appreciation from people. You know, but our attitude, our motive must be that I love God. Hallelujah. Verse 2. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. So he says, this is how, these are three things that are one, that Jesus, these are words of Jesus. So he says, practicing righteousness. Look at verse 1. Look at verse 1. What does it say? Therefore, beware of what? practicing your righteousness. Yeah. So, and now, verse 2, it starts by saying thus. So in other words, this is how we are practicing our righteousness. Yeah. So he says thus. These are the things, and he will mention three things here. He says, when you give to the needy, so when you are generous, you are practicing righteousness. Amen? Say this with me. When I am generous, I am practicing righteousness. I am showing the heart of God. I am showing the heart of the Father. When I am stingy, I am not showing the heart of God. I am not representing God. But when I am generous, I'm showing the nature of God. When I'm not fighting, giving, and being generous, then I am showing the nature of God. I am practicing righteousness. So he says, when you give to the needy, do not sound a trumpet. Sound no trumpet before you. You know, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue. Now look at the hypocrites were in the synagogue, in churches, and also in the streets, everywhere. That they may be praised by others. Oh, that, you know, look at me, I've given to this one. He says, that should not be the case. It says, truly I say to you, they have received their reward. The praises that people have given them, that's all that they will receive. And I look at verse 3. You know, it says, but when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Now, what does that mean? Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. In other words, let it not be something that you broadcast. Yeah. Let it be like, it's by the way, you know, I've given, and that's it. Yeah. Verse 4. So that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. So when you give secretly, your Father who gives, you know, who sees in secret will reward you. Now look at verse 5. It says, and when you pray, what must happen? You must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogue and at the street corners. Hey, they like doing this in the synagogue and also in the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Now, their prayers is not that they want, they're seeking God. It's so that they may be seen by others. So, motive is critical in everything that you do. Check your motive. Yeah. When your motive is not right, don't do that until you have corrected your motive. You see, it's not the thing that you're doing that is wrong, but it's the motive behind. So if your motive is right, go ahead and do it. But if the motive is wrong, don't do it, because the motive is critical. God looks at the motives. You know, the Bible says that people sees the outside, the outward, but God sees the heart. You know, what is happening from the heart. And then, you know, the Holy Spirit will speak to you and say, you want to do this, but what is the motive? You know, he will always speak to us. And so, when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you know, you want to do this, but what is the motive? Always deal with the motive. Say, God, I'm sorry. You know, I want to do this, but my motive is not right. God, forgive me. You know, I won't do it for the sake of the motive that is not right that I have. So motive is important. And so, truly I say to you, they have received their reward. You know, verse 6, but when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Now, when you do that, you're praying in secret, God will reward you as you pray, as you seek God in secret. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do. You know, they shout the loudest so that they can be seen. Yeah. For they think that they will be heard for their many words. Yeah. So we are not heard for our many words. We are heard for our sincerity of heart and our, you know, our motive that it's right before God. We are heard because of that. Yes, we must speak. You can't pray without speaking. Yeah, but you're heard because your heart is right. You're sincere at heart and you're seeking God. And, you know, as you speak those words, they are coming from the right motive. God will hear you and God will answer you. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you even ask Him. Eh? God knows what you're praying for before you even ask Him. And pray then like this. Okay, it continues. You know that this is how we are to pray. Now, let's go down to, so we have seen about giving, right? We have seen also about prayer. Yeah, now let's go to verse 16. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Yeah, they go about their faces. What are you doing? No. Fasting. Yeah. Their lips are cracking, you know, and then their faces are dull, and you know, they go about and you know, they look so serious. You know, what do you do? I'm fasting. I'm seeking God. You know, kinamete tab. Serious. Now, that's what they were doing. And so God says that do not be like that. Now, the reason why they're doing is so that it can be evident to people that they are fasting. Or silently, they are broadcasting that they are fasting. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. Continue. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face. Tap, man. Eh? Tap, obeskono, unkebose. And anoint your head. Wait, miririska. You know, yeah, wakwa and unless it is style. But, you know. Because now I see how their styles still be allo. It's all and so forth. So get his style. Get up a mangso. Yeah. So yeah, now God says that be normal, be fine. Be okay. And, you know, unkhebo siso. Tsenye rolone. And then, shell for sportsmen. You know, we are strong people, right? You know, so that works. And, you know, put on a nice spray or perfume, deodorant or whatever. What are other things that we put? Just be normal. And let it not be obvious to people that you're fasting. And then it says, wash your face, you know, verse 18. And that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. So God will reward you. Now, in our case, we are fasting corporately, you know, together, right? So it's a declared fasting. So everybody will be fasting. So don't say, "No, we are fasting. So kamuka, we are fasting. Yeah. And so here is talking about when you are there alone and you know you're seeking God, just do it alone. Yeah, I remember, you know, some of these things we have to explain them. And, you know, the Bible says that, you know, when you pray, go behind the door, right? You know, close the door, go behind the door, and then you pray. Yeah. And then I remember, bless her heart, you know, my grandmother, you know, oh mama, talking my kids, I always, you know, her rapal. And then she will go behind the door. Yeah. And then Otla Rapela behind the door. I couldn't understand her. The room is so big. Why don't you know you pray? No, she would go be right kamo mrahalbat. She would be praying right there. And and then until I read that in the Bible, go behind the door. Now, what is it? It does not mean literally you go and stick behind the door. You know, what it says is that, you know, close yourself up. Away from the where people would see you. And that's what it literally means. So we need to understand that. Now, we read in verse 1, the Bible says that let your righteousness practice. It says, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people. So you're practicing your righteousness, and you're practicing it not to be seen by people, but because you're doing it unto God. Now, I want you to look at, okay, the Bible mentioned three things. Mention the giving, mention praying, and also mention what? Fasting. Now, every time it mentioned that, what does it say? It says, in verse 2, it says, when you give. Verse 3, but when you give. Verse 5, but when you pray. Verse 6, but when you pray. And verse 16, verse 7, and when you pray, you know, in verse 7, and then verse 16, and when you fast, verse 17, but when you fast. Now, there is one word that is common there, and is the word what? When. Now, what does when mean? Eh? It's time. Eh? And what else? What do you understand by when? In other words, you have to. You have to. Yeah. So in other words, it's given that you will be doing that. So it's a matter of when will you be doing it. You see, God could have said, but if you give, or if you pray, or if you fast. Yeah. So, but God doesn't say that. God says when. So it's given that you will give, you will pray, and you will fast. Is it an option to give unto God? No. Is it an option to pray? No. Is it an option, therefore, to fast? No. So, we fast because God is expecting us to fast. Because it's what Christians do. They fast. So, fasting, God expects us to fast. He says, when you give, when you pray, when you fast. So, God is saying, it's giving. I'm expecting you to be fasting, you know. But when you do it, this is what I want you to observe. So, it is an instruction of God that we fast. Is this in the New Testament? Are these the words of Jesus? Was Jesus expecting people to fast? Yes. He told his disciples that. And then the second thing that we see here in these verses that we read is that, which is critical, is that when these words were written, it was the gospel, right? People, these letters were distributed to the churches so that the churches would know this is what Jesus said and this is what we need to be doing. And so when the gospel of Matthew was written, when it was written, right? Already Jesus had died, rose from the dead, and gone to heaven. So meaning that what it said, had Jesus said now that you no longer need to fast, you no longer need to pray, you no longer need, then they would have added that right at the end. Are you with me? Yeah. And also, one thing that I meditated on is this, that Jesus never told, even though he had not died, he never told people to be doing something knowing very well that after his death, that thing will no longer be applicable. In actual fact, he started to introduce things that he knew that after his death, that's what they will be doing. And that is why the hypocrites had a problem with Jesus. You know, his disciples on the Sabbath, they picked up some grains and the Pharisees said that, why are you doing that? And Jesus said that, didn't you read that David, when he was hungry, he went into the house and they ate the bread that was holy unto the priest. Say, didn't you read that? And so, in actual fact, Jesus was introducing the things that we today, as Christians, we would be doing. So here, for Jesus to talk about fasting, he's expecting us to fast. So the first reason we fast, because it is the instruction of God. God is expecting us to fast. Number two, reason number two, why we fast. We fast because we love God. We love Jesus. When we love Jesus, now how does it have to do now with loving Jesus? It's because fasting It's denying the flesh food or pleasure, things of pleasure, so that you can spend time, fellowship with God, because because you love Jesus. Are you with me? Yeah. It's so that you can focus on God. You can have time with God. Because you love God, you are fasting. You will fast because you love God. Now, those that are in love, when you fall in love, what happens? You start buying things. But above all, you spend time with the person you love, right? Yeah. Every 2 minutes you're chatting. How are you? Yeah. And so you're communicating with that person because you're falling in love with that person. You want to be with that person. Yeah. Why? Because you are in love. And when I fell in love with Pastor Louis, I would phone, and then during that time, it was the phone was a luxury. You know. So where they were staying, she was staying with Pastor Njuza at their house while when she was in the first whatever years she was in. The last year you were staying there full time. Yeah, so she was not at rest, you know, so she was staying with them. And then so next door up or not, they had a phone. So when I was here, you know, I was calling, and then shame, those people bless their heart, you know. You know, they really tolerated me, you know, and they would send somebody to go and call her, and she would come, and then we'll spend time, and we would talk, you know. And I was in love, you know. And then drop the phone, and then I would remember something. I would pick up the phone and call again, and then shame those people, bless their heart, they will go again, you know. And then call her, and we'll talk some more. Yeah, because I was in love, I just wanted to spend time with her. Yeah. And then I leave Ufela, I would take leave, and then go drive to Mafikeng. She was to Mafikeng, drive to Mafikeng. Yeah. I had a friend, it was a friend of convenience. Yeah. And or at least I can look out, there will be somebody, you know, who will, you know, stay with that. With that person, and you know, but Pilar, she was not the priority. He was not the priority, the person I visited, but he was my friend. But he was, you know, he was my friend because he was in a good, you know, environment, you know. And then, so I would be there, and he had a car, you know, and I would drive and, you know, go campusing, you know, visit, and hey. Yeah, life was very good. It's because I was in love. Are you with me? I mean, I couldn't help it. I was in love. You know? And so when you love somebody, you would just want to be there and spend time with that person. So now, fasting gives you that opportunity, yeah, that you are there waiting on God. You know? So we fast because we want to have time in the presence of God. You know, we want to have time in God's presence. Let's look at Acts chapter 7, Acts chapter 13. Are you enjoying the word of God? Acts chapter 13, verse 1. Acts chapter 13, yes. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, or Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a lifelong friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. Now the Bible says, here in Antioch there were prophets and teachers, and he mentions all five of them. That some were prophets, some were teachers. Now, verse 2, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting. So, they were worshiping the Lord and fasting. So, these five leaders, they had no agenda. They were not there asking for something. All that they were doing, they were just seeking God. Just waiting on God. Worshiping the Lord. And fasting. They had no prayer, even one prayer item. They just wanted to worship God, spend time with God, because they loved God. It says the Lord, they were worshiping the Lord and fasting. The Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. So after after they fasted, they now it was not one prayer meeting, because the Bible says that they were worshiping the Lord and fasting. Now we are all here in church, right? We are enjoying the presence of God, right? Is there anyone eating here? Now, can we say that since we are in church, we are fasting? Not really. We are full, actually. In actual fact, we are full. Because it's not long that we have eaten. And so, but if you spend the whole day here and you're just in church, you're just worshiping God, praying unto God, yes, you would be fasting. Why? Because by the time when you are supposed to be eating, you are not eating, but you are waiting on God. So that is fasting. Fasting is deliberate abstinence from food. That's fasting. It's when you don't have money. It's not when you don't have money, you know, or worry. No, that's not fasting. It's something else. You know, fasting is when you have money, but you choose not to eat. Then you are fasting. Scary, because, you know, you spend all your money at Christmas, and now, you know, ki January ho thato bore, hey, wait a king. Koza manyana, at least lina ke fast day, you know, bekenya netang khoba, you know, kitla tomo spender next week. No. It's what you deliberate say that I choose not to eat, so that I can spend time with God. Now, that is fasting. And so, we see here that they were, says, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting. So, they must have been worshiping the Lord for a long time that included moments of eating, and they chose not to eat. I don't know whether it's a day, couple days, I don't know. And then verse 3 says, then after fasting, you know, then the Holy Spirit spoke to them, right? And it says, then after fasting and praying, so then they continued again. So they missed some meals, more meals. Even after the Holy Spirit, they continue waiting on God, fasting and praying. Then they knew that this is what the Holy Spirit wants to do. They laid their hands upon Paul and Silas, Paul and Barnabas, and they released them. They sent them off. Now, let's read it in the contemporary English version, CEV. It is so much contemporary English version. Now, it says, verse 2. Do you have it? CEV? Okay. Listen to me. It says, while they were worshiping the Lord and going without eating, the Holy Spirit told them, appoint Barnabas and Saul to do the work for which I have chosen them. Verse 3, everyone prayed and went without eating for a while longer. So they continued longer without eating. Next, they placed their hands on Barnabas and Saul to show that they had been appointed to do this work. Then everyone sent them on their way. Yeah, so, I don't know whether, definitely it's more than one day that they've just been waiting. Maybe a couple of days they've been waiting on God without eating. And God spoke. And when God spoke, they carried out the instructions that God spoke, God said. So they fasted because they love God. So we fast. Why should we fast? Said number one, is because God instructed us to fast. Number two is because we love God. We love to be in the presence of God. We love to spend time with God. That's why we fast. We fast that we would have time in the presence of God. You see, when you fast, what happens? It's the time that you would be spending eating. Now, that time you're spending seeking God. So you're having more time in the presence of God. Yeah. And another thing, it's we fast that, number three, we fast that we would suppress our carnal nature and give eminence to our spiritual person, spiritual being. It's very difficult to pray when you are full, Your stomach is full and you've been eating the rice, the custard, you know, I'm telling you it's very difficult to really pray and seek God. Yeah. And it's more like the flesh is occupying the upper position. Yeah. But when you fast, what are you doing? You're bringing your flesh under subjection. And then your spirit being rises up. And then you find yourself being more spiritually alert. You see, fasting does not change God. Don't fast to change the mind of God. You rather go and eat, because you won't change the mind of God. You know, but when you fast, you are suppressing your fleshly desires. You're putting them down. And then you're allowing your spirit man to rise up. that you would be more sensitive to God. Maybe that's another reason why the Christians in Antioch, the leaders in Antioch were fasting, that they would hear more, God, what are you saying? You see, at times you are in the midst of people and you don't have really time to hear God. Yeah. Or God, what are you saying? It's not that God is speaking, but it's noisy where you are. The flesh is noisy. Your mind is racing. And so, your spirit, it's like it's far off. It's, you know, the voice of your spirit or what the Holy Spirit is saying in your spirit, you don't hear it because it's drowned in the noise of many things. Your mind that is racing, your flesh that is dominant. You know, you rise up and your flesh is saying that, kibatali gwinya, you know, ka acha, you know. And then you're trying, even when you pray, your prayer is so that you can just fulfill or at least kirapetsi, you know, mare. Sonto kifeto rapela before magwinya afela. You know, so that way your spirit is not ruling. Are you with me? And so when you fast, you are putting down the flesh. Romans chapter 8. Let's go there. It's got up at 7 now. I've long finished. So the Holy Spirit has just taken over. So don't blame me. Now, Romans chapter 8, right? Verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. So when you are fasting, you're setting your mind on the things of the Spirit. You're seeking God. And you'll realize that God has long spoken and given you direction. It's just that you have not tuned in, so you're missing out. So, but when you give time, how many of you have experienced this, that, you know, Pastor, you know, when I was fasting, God spoke to me? And we find that it's not that God spoke to you now, then. No, God has long spoken to you. It's just that you have been busy with many things. You have not been hearing God. So when you're fasting, you're suppressing the flesh so that you can hear the Holy Spirit. What is he saying? I like this. Apostle Theo says this. He says that he likes reading the word after prayer, because his mind is more quiet, you know, and his spirit is alert and is able, even as he read the word, more revelation are just jumping out of the pages of the Bible. Yeah. And that's the whole thing, to quieten the flesh. And so that's why I say, you know, this is so much great. You know, we come here, tomorrow, 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, we just wait on God. We are not in a rush of anything. We are just waiting on God. You realize, or you'll be struggling the first hour, you know, 2 hours. But as you continue praying, you're praying in the Holy Spirit. See, praying in the Holy Spirit is one of the powerful weapons God has given us. You know, you pray in the Holy Spirit, and as you pray in the Holy Spirit, you keep on praying, and what happens? that quietens the flesh. The flesh that is shouting, that is doing this, praying the Holy Spirit, it's like saying shh to the flesh. And then your spirit now begins, you begin to hear more what the Holy Spirit is saying. And that was point number three. Number four, I will close by this. We will continue, during prayer tomorrow morning, we will continue with this. Number four, we fast to show that we are dependent upon God. Remember, Jehoshaphat, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, that the three nations had come against Jehoshaphat, and when they were there, Jehoshaphat called everybody, the dogs, the donkeys, everything, say we're fasting. And they waited on God. They fasted and prayed. And listen to this. While they were fasting and praying, God raised up an unknown somebody at prophetic word, and he gave them direction. This is what I am saying. Yeah. So by fasting and praying, they were saying, God, we are depending upon you. So when you fast and you pray, especially when you are in imminent danger, you fast and pray, you're saying to God, God, I am trusting on you. I'm not trusting on anybody. I'm just trusting on you. Yeah. And what happens? God came through, gave them a direction. This is what I want you to go to do. Put the singers before the soldiers. Let them go out there and sing. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And as they went out, and God did a work because they carried out the instructions of God. See, fasting, it's awesome. Hallelujah. And so, focus on what God is doing when you fast. Don't focus on, at least I can know robala, kabuyo kro papa makabo tre even sale tre o and ano level la watch e ngora me that one ugare and alone is e 3 o'clock or awana and then the minds cause the thoughts cause your mind and say marora re ka ba sebe hang ka tswa ona eno kano kano ngwathanyana fela don't focus on that la tswa ka 3 o'clock. Spend time in the presence of God. Pray. Worship God. Bless the name of the Lord. Listen to the message. Get yourself in an environment of prayer. Environment of seeking God. Amen? You'll see how much blessed you are. Did you receive something from God today? Hallelujah. Now, tomorrow, during a prayer and throughout the week, we will be sharing, talking about this. That will be so much of a blessing to us, to all of us. Hallelujah. You will learn so much. Amen. Let's say this. Father God, I thank you right now for your grace and mercy upon my life. Even as I fast, I thank you, God, that you are helping me to seek you and to receive from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Yes, so tomorrow, the prayer item, we're dedicating the whole time of fasting, before God. We're dedicating it before God, seeking God. Praying that God, let this be a fruitful time in the presence of God. Amen. Praise God.
you are in the house, you know, you are enjoying the grace that is in the house. And when you serve God, you're doing it because you love God. I'm telling you that the blessings will always remain with you.
Let your light shine in the darkest parts. Let your love fill the world.
Wow, what a great message it was. Join me next time, even as we continue to hear what God is saying in our next podcast. Or you can also visit us in our website, www.cfcpolokwane.co.za. God richly bless you.
To you and I.